Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have another wonderful sample healing session tonight and to do and talk about the light shift. So we're going to first do entity releases for everybody. So just sit back and relax, and here we go. We're going to take them out of your feet and your ankles and knees and waist area, and you may feel your body changing. Most people feel a little bit of lightness when they leave, and sometimes if there are actually a whole gob of these in you, maybe hundreds, you might feel pain get released out of you. So most people think they only have one or two entities, and we can have these come into us by the thousands. So unfortunately, this is what they do, and they're here, and it's just the way things are down here on the planet Earth. So we want to get them out of us, so we can do this ourselves just by, commanding your spirit to release entities. But we do this on the show, too, so you can understand what it's like and how it feels to be freed up of these emotional bodies of people, which you could call ghosts. So we all have these ghosts hiding in us, and we're doing the best that we can to release them now. So here we go. We're working now on our internal organs. Maybe our spine or muscles. So if you have a ache or pain, maybe a back muscle or a pulled muscle. Remember, these energies of traumas will actually attract them to us. So here we go. They're getting released now. Okay. And now we're going to be working on our shoulders, elbows, arms, fingers, knuckles. Maybe you have a problem with a knuckle that maybe you hurt in the last week. And that will also attract entities. So we're releasing those out of you. Now we're going to work on your neck, going up to the top of your head. And here we go. And more is coming out. And I'm yawning, so somebody must be full of these things. So you must have a lot of them in you. We're getting them. Oh, boy. If any of you are yawning, too, that's a good indication as they leave you. Just wave goodbye to them, and these will never come back to you. So, okay, we're going to bring more of you into your body, your spirit, and we have to go out and find the parts you left from the pain and trauma and fear and whatever, the reason why they left. Here we go. Okay, oh man, bring you in here. So here we go. And we'll count to 10 as you come into your body more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Holy cow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now I kind of get the clue. So, as we have done on previous shows, the dark side that could be hiding in people or around people, could be what we call shapeshifters also. These energies want to get released to go to the light. So this is very nice. Otherwise, at ascension time, they're no longer in existence. So they're able to get a spirit put into them. If you want to use the word soul, you can use that, but the light shift, everything is spirit. So they will be having a spirit put into them, and then they're going to be in the light. Won't have to hide from it any longer. So here we go. We're going to bring these forward here. All the ones that want to go into the light can do so now. Oh, man. A lot of them are coming. And we'll just have them go to the light being on the monitor screen here. And they can also connect to my voice here and go through me to the light also if they choose to. So here we go. They're coming in. And a lot of these are leaving. Sometimes you might actually feel your room change temperature if they were in there and now they're leaving. So this is one indication, too. Boy, a lot of them want to leave. This is very nice. Remember, when they leave, we have less of a problem here on the Earth plane. How many is leaving, I really couldn't tell you at this exact second. But These are the darkness energies that are here, and they also come into people too and do awful things too. So here we go. They're leaving. Feels great. And they can leave throughout this show through the light being on the monitor screen. And you may feel yourself a little different right now just from having the entities released from you. And if you had any of the dark side beings in you, then you may actually feel even at a higher frequency now and feel much more relieved and released of these energies. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment. Heart chakra. Still yawning here. Okay. Throat chakra. And third eye. Going down now below the heart, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Okay, we'll do an opening for those who want to have their chakras open. So we'll go to the heart center. Still yawning, a lot of them are leaving. Oh, boy. Okay. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is, we'll say, your mental body. Your awakening consciousness, your ego self, the thoughts inside of your head, whatever that would mean to you, we're going to now connect that to your heart center. So normally when we think, we hear those words, the thoughts inside of our head, and now it'll be connected inside of your heart. So the way that you know that your heart's centered is that when you have a thought, it's not going to be in your head any longer, it'll be in your heart. That's how you know if you made that connection. And your mind can fool you at times. It can always say that you are in your heart, but you're going to hear that information inside of your head. So here we go. We're going to drop you down, and I'll count from 10 to 1, just like an elevator dropping. This you can do yourself, too. You should be doing this daily, all the time. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, oh, man, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put some music on for everybody. Connect with your spirit and your heart. Ask for guidance. And just feel at peace. Drop you down some more in case you're just not quite there. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Well, we have a sponsor tonight. Her name is Marie. She lives in New York. And so we're happy to have her here. So, Marie, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
Yes, Ron, I'm here.
So,
okay.
What would you like to talk about? Any questions or healings you'd like to have tonight?
Yes. Actually, I'd like to start with a particular healing.
Okay.
That would be like a heart healing, you know, like maybe stress-related or diet-related, but heart healing to regulate the heart.
Okay, so a healing to work with the physical heart energy, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's... we can do a little sample clearing here. What's what they're showing me is to do a sample of like a cholesterol healing here. And we'll just try that first here. This is not on the list of services, but we'll give this a shot here. So cholesterol healing, here we go. So we'll just do 5 days ago down to today. So just see if you feel any energy changing in your body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll also do a healing for a heart stress is what they're showing me now. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a thing that I do at times, sometimes on the conference calls. As you get older, your heart and your lungs seem to sag down a little bit. So we're going to have everybody right now have an adjustment done. This is if you choose to. And we're going to have the light beam, so you can bring her up on your monitor screen if you wish. If you're new to the program, go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on that. It's the same page on the four shows that we have a week. Just click on it, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower, and just bring her up. We're going to activate her right now. So you're probably going to see the eyes change, get a little brighter. The colors around her forehead will change. And you'll start to actually see her kind of float on your monitor screen. This happens all the time as we do this process here. So what's happening is her original spirit energy is coming directly into this photograph from the light ship. So this is actually a living photograph. Or living picture. So here we go. She's energized. And what we're going to do now is have the light ship reposition your lungs and your heart, and probably your stomach and liver. So here we go. If you feel something move inside of you, this is because they're working with you. And right now, before we do this process, just kind of check your breathing. Maybe take a couple of deep breaths and just see how you're feeling as your body also. And now we're going to work with your lungs and reposition those so that they're in the proper location in your body. Maybe take away some tension and stress from them, and also the same with your heart now. So here we go. When I do this one-on-one, I can actually see what's happening, but with a lot of people, we all have different scenarios happening. So I can just say right now they're working with your lungs. There we go. And now with the heart. And there we go, moving it over, back, if it needs to go that direction here. That's what I'm seeing for most people here. And taking some of the stress off, and there we go. And now they're going to be moving your stomach around just a little bit to give your lungs and your heart a little more space to operate and work, and the same with your liver. So you might feel things happening. Things change in each moment. So it's not that you're going to really feel typically them working, moving something. You're just going to feel from one moment to the next a change. Okay, there we go. And that's completed. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Marie. We can look on the fast chat, maybe ask if anybody has felt that healing tonight. It'll maybe take a minute or so to come up. So back to you, Marie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. All right, Ron, I have a question. I'm pretty sure this question has been asked of you before, but I just want to hear it maybe for some of the people listening. It's about being coming to Earth. Let's say a master who was here and is not on the Earth anymore, went on the other side. And if that master, let's say, you is not on the light ship, and usually you would say that the master is not on the light ship, and you look for him, and he's not there. So the question is, since you say, sometimes you say everyone is from the light ship, so where did that master come from if he's not on the light ship?
Very, very good question. So what happens is that these beings come down from the light ship. They go in there. They used to go into the Galactic Federation, and then from there they came to Earth. And what's happened is that a lot of these masters were actually brought back to the light ship if they were here as, say, a spirit to help people, because we're at the time of ascension now, and too many people are asking these beings for help, and they really can't help because you have to help yourself. Unfortunately, you know, them being used as a crutch, which we've been using for, you know, maybe the last 1900 years, they're no longer available for that process, so we have to work on ourselves. So what happens is some of these beings have been actually fabricated by the dark side, and they can look like they hold light energy. And then some of the beings that people have brought in or channeled, which claim, we'll say, is like you're talking about as masters that have come down here that people know about, they're not on the light ship because they were never created there. But they can imposter the light, mimic the light, and take on a certain name. So, like I tell people, the light ship, all the masters that have been here are no longer here. Okay, they're no longer, we'll say, floating around in collective consciousness waiting to come to you. The ones that people do call upon are a clone from the dark side that looks like light. So that's who people are channeling now. And if you want to get the true master, then you have to go into your heart center, because these energies are only heart-based, and they will come to you. And so basically it's up to you to do the work and to call upon these energies into your heart center. Now, the ones that have been here, that have been here for probably quite a long time, which have, you know, certain names to them, and these masters, if they're not on the light ship, that means that they were never on it to begin with. And so they were just strictly energies that the Galactic Federation created, and or they were the dark side creations, and these energies are here. They'll always be here, and they have different names that people may contact, and they will give them information. Remember, our mind has a hard time discerning if it's completely light or not. The heart will never discriminate. So the whole thing is that these energies that are here, if you bring them into you to channel into the mind energy, into your head, all of these energies will appear to be here. You can call upon Jesus in your head. You can call upon Moses and the archangels, but these are not divine energies. These are the mimicking energies, the clones that the dark side has brought here separate you from your own divinity. They used to be here, but now they're not. So the only way to really connect with these energies is to go to your heart center. And then the energies that people may have been talking about or looking for will not ever come to your heart, because it's not a divine energy, even though people still are believing in them, and they may be having pictures of these beings that they get transmissions from, etc. But they're no longer or they are not from the light, because your heart would not allow them to come into you. So there are quite a few of them out there that people are using, and these beings are not of the light. They never were of the light, but they do have information that sounds like they are from the light. And this is why the light ship took back all these energies, because people were being fooled. So the only way to connect is to go to your heart, and then the energy will come to you, because your spirit will only resonate with light energy. It will never allow darkness to come to you. Your mind will allow anything to come. So I hope that answered your question, Marie.
Oh, yes, very well. Thank you very much. All right. It's just that, I had another question to ask you about that, but we'll come back to that later. Right now, I'm just wondering if you could do like a quick sample of the seven generation ancestral Immaculate Conception. Okay, the generation, Immaculate Conception, not instantaneous. Immaculate Conception.
That's a little hard to do, only because it's a whole process.
Mm-hmm.
But I can explain what it is.
Okay.
Okay. On the Immaculate Conception, what happens is that we go from your parents before they conceived you, okay? So we go to your father and your mother, and the light ship goes 10 months before your conception period. And then we go back normally like 10 months, and then we go like maybe 10 weeks, and then 10 days, and we clear away the emotional energies and the traumas that your parents had before they conceived you. Now, notice that what they're doing is what everybody on the planet should have been doing before was to allow their children to have a much better chance at living and to get rid of the densities in them before they conceive someone. So I don't think very few people on the planet actually wait a long time to have children. It could be possible, but normally, you know, we see children being born to parents that are probably maybe in their late teens, typically, to early 20s. Well, those people probably don't have the information to actually clean themselves up before they conceive. And so what happens is, as you get older, like maybe the people listening now, who may be maybe 40 to maybe 70, know that they have garbage and stuff and densities. And so they know that they don't want to pass it on to their children, but they may not want to have a child at the age of, say, 60 or 70. Maybe they've already been there, done that, or they don't even want to have a child at that age, and I don't think very many people probably would, but people do have them. But those people normally would work on themselves enough to get rid of their baggage so that it's not passed on to their child. So what this clearing does, it cleans out your parents' garbage, stuff, emotional traumas, and mental traumas. So we do a mental and emotional clearing on them so that when you are conceived, then the light ship can conceive you in a divine spark energy. And some people who have this clearing don't know who their parents are. Maybe they've been adopted. Maybe they feel like they don't belong to their parents, or maybe they feel like maybe their father isn't their father, so they're kind of concerned, you know, wondering what their mother did and why they're born into a family that they have no resemblance or even energetic link to their father. Maybe somebody else was their father. And so these people are kind of confused. So this session actually conceives you in divine love energy from the light ship. So it puts back into you the divine spark without judgment and without stuff, because we cleaned out your parents. So it's like kind of reprogramming yourself. I have another clearing which is very similar, and this is the spirit infusion. And from there we go back, after you're conceived, we go 1 week at a time, and you're able to input into yourself new DNA, we'll say, or bring forth more talents, more physical attributes in your body, because your spirit now can choose, because you're telling your spirit that you want to do something a little differently, or you just need more information on a certain area of your life or a talent, and it can bring forth that. Because remember, it only brings forth what it thinks it can work on in this lifetime. So it may have brought forth 200 talents. Well, maybe you're only using 10 of those talents, but the 10 that you have just is not enough. So you can actually go through and do this process and enhance yourself. So back to you, Sylvia. I mean, excuse me, back to you, Marie.
Hi, Dan. Okay, thanks, Dan. Ron, I see someone in the light, on the fast chat is asking for a matrix disconnection sample. A matrix disconnection, I think that's what she meant.
That one I can't do either. I'm sorry. Because it's very involved. Matrix does, it takes you out of the mind control of the energy attached to your body here. So that's a very complicated one. I can do a quick one, though, to release you out of the mind control right now.
Okay.
In fact, what we're going to do is I'll release you out of mind control, which is similar, and I'll go back and do it from 5 days, then I'll go 3 days and 1 day for yesterday, okay? And then I'm going to have you sit with that energy, and then I'll do 4 days and 2 days so you can see the difference. So here we go. 5 days ago, Lightship's going to release you from mind control that you've already experienced. So that's released now. And now we're going to 3 days ago, released, and yesterday, released. So like everybody, just to kind of sit back and sample the energies in their body, see how you feel. Think about those days and just see if it feels like it's a lot different to you. And then use that, to use 2 days ago and 4 days as the mirror to just to see the difference in the days. So just do that right now. And now I'll put some music on. Then we'll do 4 days, 2 days, and today. So again, just try to sample this energy just to see what it's like for you. So these days you're out of the matrix. Okay, now we'll do the other days. So we're going to take you out of the matrix, the mind control, 4 days ago, disconnected, 2 days ago, disconnected, and today. And just see how your body's feeling. And check your mind energy. Okay. So, how was that, Marie?
Oh, that felt good. That felt really good. Okay. All right, Ron. Okay, let me see. I have another question for you. Actually, it's on a personal level. Okay, like sometimes during the day, either when I'm bored or I'm tired, usually that's when it happens, I just fall asleep. For a short period of time, for maybe like, it could be as little as 30 seconds, or it could be as much as a whole minute. But then when I regain consciousness and when I wake up and I'm aware of images that I've seen and completely sounds, people, places, I mean, very, very sharp and clear. I don't know how it's possible for me to see that in like a few seconds, but it happens. I'm just wondering, is it really parallel? I mean, what do you think it could be?
Yeah, it sounds like and you're probably... maybe even being put to sleep, and then you're experiencing a parallel life. It's possible your spirit is doing that for you so you can actually see that. That would be the positive thing to look at it. Or maybe the darkness wants to bring that lifetime as a carryover into this one. Kind of hard to say which one that would be, but regardless, I would say you're probably getting clues of a parallel life if you're seeing images of things happening. So I would say yes, it'd probably be a parallel lifetime.
Because
whether
sometimes
or not
I'm aware that I bring myself back. I was like I force myself back. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that when I wake up.
Okay, so yeah, you're probably in those lifetimes.
Okay.
I'll ask you a question: are you in the Earth cloned, an Earth cloned planet with Earth cloned bodies, or are you in a dark side planet with the Earth body? Do you have any idea?
I'm more like a spectator. I see people there. Sometimes I see a little chaos. I know they're arguing with each other. I see things, you know, just images. I don't even see my body. I just, like, I'm looking at them.
Okay,
you know,
so you're like observing their lifestyle and lifetime as they're
exactly,
having an
I'm observing.
Then.
So I don't know if I'm projecting somewhere on the earth. I don't know. I'm not quite sure where I'm seeing. But
okay. very interesting. But I would say that you probably are, you know, seeing a parallel lifetime.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just keep bringing myself back.
Just keep coming back.
Okay. All right. The next one is it's more like a curiosity question. When this particular Earth spirit, the one that's ascending to the eighth dimension, how long has this particular spirit been here? Is it the same one that's been here like for a million years, or is it just like 100,000 years? How long has it been here? Do you know?
Boy, the Earth spirit has never told me, or the light ship, on how long this Earth spirit has been here. As I'm talking to you, it has come back and has done in its span of the Earth. This is the fourth time back here. I think it's been here for quite a while with our physical life forms, you know, at least 100,000 years. But what I'm being told is that it has come and left, you know, and come back again and then remanifested the Earth each time, you know, during a universal shift. And I think it's bringing in different life forms at that time. So I just can't give you the exact amount of time that it's been here. And then also other spirits have also taken over the Earth plane too. But one that we're familiar with now, which our body resonates to, is the Earth spirit. And it will be going to what we can call 8D reality. And it's inviting us for the ascension to go there too with our bodies. So hope that answered your question for you. Back to you, Marie.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was. Okay, thanks. It's just that related to that question, are you able to tell when was the last time everything was dematerialized and rematerialized, meaning the last ship? Was that really 1,000 years ago or maybe 2,000? Did we?
Yes, it would be 2,000 years ago.
2000.
So what happens is everything in the universe of light gets dematerialized, and it's turned off for as long as it needs to be. Remember, when nothing is materialized or manifested, then there's really no time because the light doesn't work in time. So if we were viewing it with a time frame, you know, maybe it could be turned off for 1,000 years. And then during that 1,000-year time period, then the light goes out to find the parts of itself, the spirits, the spirit fragments that the dark side has stolen. And it looks for those until it can find all that it can, and then somehow it makes a decision, and then everything gets turned back on again, and then you have a choice, your spirit, to go to where it needs to go to. And so hopefully there isn't too many other planets like this one here where the darkness has actually come in and actually ruled it. I imagine that, you know, there probably are, but hopefully there isn't too many of them. But this is what the lightship has to do. Because remember, you're just as important as any other being of light, any spirit, and it's a part of them, and you're a part of it, so it has to go out to find itself. And this is why the universal shift is created every 2,000 years. So everything is turned off, and whatever time frame that would be is when the light goes out to find itself, and then when it finds itself, then it turns itself back on again. And everything then starts over. And starting over doesn't necessarily mean that there's nothing, because a planet can rematerialize just the way it did before it was turned off. So, and also it has a chance to rematerialize. So when you look up in the sky and you see all the stars and you hear about the people looking into different galaxies, well, all that is turned off. And so trying to figure out the age of something, it could be true that those planets are that old, but they could be brand new, too, and they're just placed into the cycle of energy of an old cycle, and it could be a brand new planet. You know, there's no way to tell as we look at it from here, no way to analyze. But, you know, we do have our own mental way of trying to figure things out. But all of that really doesn't make sense to me because everything is turned off and on every 2,000 years. And that's how the light gets rid of the darkness out of its creation. Back to you, Marie.
Thanks, Ron. All right. At this point, oh, looks like on the fast chat, things are getting interesting. Looks like some people are experiencing the same things with the parallel lives. Okay, and one person actually says, yeah, just like you said, that maybe your spirit is trying to call it out to you so you can, you know, take care of it.
Yeah. The information, what I can share with people is when I do a healing on someone, it doesn't matter who the person is typically, you really don't know how bad off you are typically until you have a healing. And then you can use your hindsight and say, wow, I was that bad, or I had this problem, and now it's gone. Because you don't know, because you're living in all this stuff around you, and that's your reality. Once your reality is changed, then you're able to see where you were, and you can move forward. So, yes, your spirit now knows about parallel lifetimes. It may have been taught that this is what it had to do by the dark side. And now that the information is coming out that these are dark side energies, I'm sure your spirit is pretty much, upset with going into those lifetimes, but it's still forced to do it. So when we do this clearing on people, then it gets it out of those lifetimes. So, yeah, people are probably experiencing that because they're now empowered, and the spirit's hearing what I'm telling them, that you're not supposed to go into those lifetimes, and you got to stay with your body here. This is the only body that your spirit has that's created by the light, and it's here to protect you and to heal you. And so that's probably what the people are experiencing, is that the spirit's saying, hey, I don't want to go here any longer. Help me. So back to you, Marie.
Thanks, John. All right. The next question that I had, okay, actually it's more like an experience. I don't know if other people here can relate with it. Not too long ago, I went to a friend's home. And then when I was there, you know, we were all having a nice time, chatting, laughing. Actually, we really had a good time. And then after I left his home and I was on the way back to my own house, I felt absolutely drained. I was tired. I was exhausted. I just lifted some weight. And then I felt like that until I actually got to my own home, and then I felt better. Now, how do you think something like that can happen? And what do you think happened in that case?
Okay, so went to a friend's house, had a great time, and then on the way home you felt drained. Okay. Typically, were you talking about spiritual things or just talking about stuff in general?
No. Stuff in general stuff.
Okay. What probably happened was the entities in that person could have liked to see the light in you, and they could have hopped on. Or maybe they just found you intriguing and came into your body. Two-member entities will make you feel sluggish. Or the person was an energy vampire, so to speak, and they started taking the energy from you because you had more life force than they had. So it could be either one of those two. The third thing could be maybe their implants went off inside of them as you were talking, and then they wanted to actually bring in more negative energy to you and transmit that to you also. But I would say probably be the first two.
Oh, okay.
And more than likely the entities liked you, so they maybe hopped a ride on you and you started feeling drained.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very possible. That's very possible.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see now. Let me see. I'd like to ask you for a sample clearing. I guess we could make it a sample trauma clearing.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Sample trauma clearing. So again, we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll just do one more here to go with it. I'll do an emotional clearing. This is what we start off with the light chip sessions here for everyone. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Marie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. All right, while we're on the subject of clearing, I was wondering if you could tell me the difference between the dark art energetic implants clearing and the abduction healing, disconnection clearing. I'm not quite sure what the difference is there.
Oh, boy, okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Okay,
so the dark side practitioner clearing, which includes basically spells and curses and hexes, and it also clears off of you dark side practitioners, okay? So if you go to anybody in this lifetime, we'll say, and they wanted to take your energy or do a hex or spell on you, this clearing will take that person out of your energetic system. So that's a person living physically. And now we have the abduction clearing. So the abduction clearing, everyone has a special code that's built into your physical body. And the ETs, or the ETs brought that into you, let's put it that way. So you have this code. Like I say, everybody on this planet has been abducted at least a dozen times so far, which you may not even know anything about. And the ones that have, that know about the abduction experience may have had a couple hundred or more. So they just happen to be a little more aware of it because it happens quite often. So the abduction clearing takes away the information that the ETs, the aliens, have to track your physical body. So that clearing gets rid of that. Now, the way it works is the light ship connects to that energy, finds that extraterrestrial, say, spaceship, the UFO, we'll call it, and there could be more than one, and it terminates it instantly. Remember, it's going against your free will, and they should not be here. And then from there, it goes back to where that UFO came from. And so this is a very large, very big, highly skilled attack of the light. And the light actually terminates him in love energy. Like we did today on the show when we started off here, everything is given a chance to come into the light before they get terminated. And I guess the Bible possibly talks about that, about Judgment Day. And that's kind of very similar, I would think. So they have a choice, and it's their own judgment which is being enacted upon them. If they say no, they're terminated. If they say yes, and they get a spirit or soul put into their life form, into their body. Another clearing that is done is you have, so that was your body, okay, a body abductions. Well, when you incarnate here for the first time, the dark side, the Galactic Federation, these dark side beings, and it could be dark side beings and the Galactic Federation that used to be here, okay, put into your spirit, stamps your spirit with a barcode. And so that's another clearing that I do, is take out that barcode. So that barcode is how your spirit is tracked and how it's being able to get access to go into parallel lifetimes too. So let's just say that somebody died, and you know, the spirit now is, we'll just say, on the other side, and it hasn't went into the light yet. And what would happen would be the dark side could grab the barcode, recognize that that spirit no longer has a body, and automatically force it into a parallel lifetime. This here is more or less what happened 2,000 years ago at the Ascension time. The Earth spirit decided not to ascend because nobody was basically here to do the Ascension and didn't want to kill the life form, because if it would have left, there'd be no more physical bodies that could be inhabited on this planet, even if a different spirit took over, because it'd be at a different life force energy frequency. So it decided to come back again. So this is why very few people actually ascended last time. They didn't have the information. And if they would have had it, if they were taken into a parallel lifetime when somebody, say, was sleeping, and that was maybe a second before the light ship turned off the whole universe of light, you would not be here. You'd be in a dark side universe. So it's very hard to track anybody in a dark side universe if they're not here first to find, okay? So if you're not here, how are they going to find you? So this is what happened last time during the Ascension process. So I hope that helped you out a little bit with your question. So it is two different things. Your body, you know, has an abduction code on it, which the ETs use to take you, you know, against your free will to a spaceship. And they maybe be experimenting with you. They could take out your sperm, your eggs, and do other things. I don't want to get into that. It gets kind of negative. And the other one is for your spirit, which is also connected, and that's the spirit barcode. And then you also have what we call the matrix clearing. And the matrix works with the mind, which controls the body. So that's like the remote control box that makes the body operate. So we have different types of clearings to help you out. And all this is under the auspices of mind control energy. So this is what's controlling you is the ET mind control. Back to you, Marie.
Thanks, Ron. All right. Now, on the this is a fun question. When you say at the universe, at the time of the universal shift, okay, now we will eventually go to our own planet. So my question is to you, Ron, where do you go? You go back to your light ship. How come we don't go back to your light ship? So what's the difference between us and you?
Okay. Basically, I'm from the light ship, and I don't incarnate. So my spirit wasn't created to do physical lifetimes anywhere, although I came in this lifetime to help out, where the people listening typically were created to go out to the universe and experience different planets, etc. So my role is a little different. Even though I was born into a body, I'm still here just like you. I look the same, you know, just that my spirit is different because it's belongs on the light ship. And so that's probably how I would answer that question. When people leave, then they go to their home-based planet. You don't go back to the light ship ever unless, you know, like at this special time every 2,000 years, the light ship can do special healings on you. But after the universal shift, you probably will have typically another 1,900 years where each time you wish to, if you're not tapped into like this dark energy here like we have now, we'll just say that it's no longer here, then you go back to your home base energy whenever you choose to, and also at the time of when your physical body dies, whatever life form you chose to be on. So that is your connection to the highest frequency, we'll say, if you want to use that term, from the light ship. You don't go back to the light ship, you go to your home base energy. And that's your true spiritual soul family. Okay. So back to you, Marie.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Don. I have, I really don't want to mention it, but I'll mention it. I've read somewhere, that was maybe about a year and a half ago, that, okay, the earth spirit, the earth is magnetic. And any beings living here right now will not be able to ascend on the earth if they are, let's say, of a radioactive nature or an electric nature. They would have to go to their own world to ascend. Is that true?
No. What happens is your blueprint of the body is stored on the light ship. So remember, everything is your physical, and then when the vibration that keeps it alive gets turned off, this manifesting energy, then at that point there's no more manifestation. Everything is void. You could say everything is in the darkness. I hate to use that term because I don't want you to confuse that darkness to the dark side beings or the dark side universes. So everything that was created in light is now no longer, because there's no more frequencies being transmitted to activate life forms of the light. So all these particular blueprints, like of your physical body and all the planets, get returned back to the light ship. And then they get, say, in a sense, put away on the shelf, and we'll just say, in to make it real simple, into like file cabinets, okay? And then the light ship goes out and looks for the spirits, if it can find them, that were on that planet or whatever it was. And your blueprint is also there, the spirit, and it looks for parts of you that may not be whole and complete. This is what they do during that time frame. And so they are out looking for you, and in the process they have to battle the darkness because the darkness stole part of you. So they have to get that back. So once that process is completed, like I said earlier, you know, it's hard to say how long that time is going to be, but once they finally are satisfied with the results, we'll say, then they turn everything back on again. And when it's turned on, then spirits have a choice, the ones that created planets, to go to their original spirit blueprint that they used to inhabit, and they have a choice to reactivate it or not. In the case of our planet, it won't be activated by this Earth spirit. But we'll just say that hypothetically, we'll just say Mars, just to pick a planet. All of a sudden, that planet spirit decided to reactivate Mars just the way it looks right now. So it would be there. It would activate it. And the same beings of light would be on that at that time. if there was anything on there that was of the darkness, naturally it cannot go there because they would be no longer in existence because they fell away from the blueprint. They could possibly come back there again, you know, over some certain time period if they happen to sneak into the light, but hopefully the light's going to be stronger this time and chase these things down and get rid of them so that we'll be no longer, you know, be able to have a lot of darkness down here. So this is kind of where the universal shift works, is that everything is turned off, it's re-energized over again and rematerializes, and it's up to the spirit or a spirit that wishes to energize a blueprint of a planet to see if it wants to come back into existence again. So back to you, Marie.
Thanks, Ben. All right, at this point, okay, I'm following the fast chat really closely. At this point, I'd like to request a sample of the mental clearing.
Okay. So here we go, mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer, doing like maybe a system restore on it. Or maybe even if your mind's you know, kind of messed up, it'd be like having a brand new operating system put in. So here we go. This is just a sample of this here for mental clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Marie, back to you.
All right. Thanks, Ben. There was the other clearing that I had a question about. Okay. I have the flyer here. just 1 second. Oh, yeah, the fetus and birth trauma clearing. And really, what is about? That's really my question.
I had a glitch on my phone here. Was that the, you say,
fetus and birth
that
trauma
again, please?
Clearing? Okay, just to explain about the fetus and birth trauma clearing. The fetus developing, I guess.
Okay, yes, okay. What we can do is take away the trauma that your mother had. Remember, whatever your mother experienced during carrying you, we'll say, is passed on to you because you're actually a part of her. Your spirit doesn't always stay in the body. And so when you're out of the body, then your mother's spirit is actually taking the place of your spirit. So since the spirit energy imprints everything into the physical body and it mimics you, let's just say that your mother went through an argument maybe with her husband, okay? Well, the spirit now has that argument imprinted into it. And so you were actually in the body during that time frame. Maybe let's just say you were 4 months along the way there after the conception process. So for 4 months you were in and out of the body, but this one time you happened to be in the body, and now all of a sudden your mother got into an argument. Well, what more than likely would happen is that your spirit would now leave because it doesn't want to experience that argument. And maybe the other energy of your mother's spirit also left. So now you're both kind of wide open. And now her husband's probably yelling at her, and all this vibration is coming into the body. And it could be a lot of anger vibrations. It could be throwing entities into your mother and also into you. And so now all of a sudden, maybe after a half an hour, you know, they make up, and your spirit comes back to you, and your mother's spirit comes back to your mother. Well, what happens is that this imprinting of all this trauma now is passed on to your mother's spirit along with your spirit. And so this is what happens. So during this clearing, we take away those traumas that's imprinted into you from your mother. And if she was very nervous, maybe she had a lot of anxieties, maybe she's unemployed, maybe she felt kind of okay being pregnant, maybe the first month or two, and or maybe her husband got laid off of work the last month of her pregnancy. Well, all of a sudden, all this trauma energy is passed on to you. So maybe you're born now and you're kind of afraid. Maybe you're going through a lot of emotional stress. maybe your body's kind of shaking because she was shaking, being worried, having a lot of trauma put into her, which she's experiencing. So that's passed on to you. So this clearing takes that out of you. So this is what the clearing does. It takes away the energies that your mother imprinted onto you. Back to you, Marie.
All right, thanks, John. All right, at this point, I was wondering if you could, do the, what can we do to command the spirit or energy, to stay with our body, the exercise. I'm wondering maybe if we could do it, together at this point. Now increase my life force energy.
Yeah, that's a good one. So we'll probably maybe close with this too. It's getting close here. We have to be off in about 4 minutes. So maybe get one question. We'll just see what happens here. So yes, what like everybody to do is to put their hands in front of them, their fingers pointing up, and you can put your palm of your hands in front of your heart center. And you want to do an affirmation. So you might want to write this down on a piece of paper. And the affirmation is very simple. I now increase my life force energy. And I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. So what you want to do is move your hands apart and have your palms facing each other. And maybe move your hands apart maybe 6 inches, maybe to a foot and a half. And I'd probably go out about a foot and a half. And then have your body tell you, or you can feel the energy between the palms of your hands. It's like you're compressed in a spring, compressed in a ball. And just let your body tell you. This is not a mental exercise because your mind doesn't know anything about body energies, okay? Remember, you have heart energy and you have body energies and then the mind energies. The mind doesn't know anything about this. So what you want to do is just kind of feel where the tension is, like you're compressing a spring. And then move your hands apart further, maybe an extra 6 inches apart, and just say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. And now move your hands slowly together again. And you're going to notice that they're a little bit further apart. And then naturally move them out maybe another 6 inches to a foot. Say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. And move your hands apart again, and then sample. I now increase my life force energy. And again, move them apart and sample. See where your energy system is. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Let's do this a few more times here. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Three more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. There. So if you want to continue on, you can. I recommend saying this at least 10 times, maybe 3 times a day, and you can sample your energy. Do it for about a week, and after about a week, you're going to actually train your body to bring in more energy, so you won't have to be using your hands. The hands are just strictly an indication to you that it's working. And once you do this, you have a nice energy pool around you. You may already feel like you're a little more awake. You have maybe a higher consciousness. And you're going to feel probably a little heavier in your body because you have more spirit with you. So this is what this exercise does for you. It's a really fast and quick way to get into your body and to give you extra energy if you need it. So I'll just turn it back over to you for a minute, Marie, if you want to say anything.
Yes. You said that someone is requesting the energy of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, the energy.
Okay, we'll bring those in on closing, so I just want to thank you for being with us tonight, Marie. It was wonderful talking with you. You have some great questions. So, blessings to you. So, we'll bring in these energies before we sign off here. And we have a special event coming up on the 3rd of January. It's a 4-hour special call. It's a call that will bring in, the Lightship's going to bring to you the 12 energies for each month. So you can sample the energy of ascension that they're bringing in on January, and then for February will probably be in the energies for about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, something like that, apiece. So you can actually program some good thoughts, good manifestations from your heart so that you're able to connect and know what they're going to be like as a little sample. So we'll bring in the energy now of Jesus, and we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary, along with probably, let's see, what's up here on the fast chat? What else did you mention there, Marie?
Mary Magdalene.
Okay, Mary Magdalene. So we'll have the two women and Jesus coming. We'll bring in Joseph, too. That way it'll be kind of balanced. Two males, two females. So here they all come. Watch your light beam. We'll first bring in Jesus. So here he comes. And he'll be in there in about 10 seconds. There we go. And here's Mother Mary coming in. Great. And now we'll bring in Mary Magdalene. And Joseph. Here they are. Okay, this energy will be with the light beam for the next half an hour. So just kind of look at your clock. We'll say at half past on the hour, the energy will leave. So I'll just say thank you, Marie, for being with us tonight, and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful week here, and stay in your heart center, and do the life force energy all the time. It'll help you out immensely. So blessings to all of you, and good night.